I'm joined by Cave's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 win against Dulwich, but more importantly, the 3 points that secured us the championship. Alan, it's our first league title in 11 years. What's your overriding emotion right now?
Oh, brilliant, the best ever. I done it at Walton, but we've got promotion, but this has been the biggest feeling ever. I thought last week was great, but the support has. I'm delighted. Harmsy, top man, had a plan all week saying, listen, if we do it, make sure the supporters come in the dressing room and share it with her. And that was spot on. And they did, they come in and everybody jumping about and the chairmans are jumping about. And I'm delighted for everybody. When you manage a club and you care about it like we do, it's the people around the club, it's the players and it's the supporters and the committee members. And I'm delighted for everybody. I really am.
It's not just the 11 players that are out there today. It's a real squad game, isn't it, that we've called upon across the season. We're thinking about Wayne Finney, John Coke, and Joe Lampton.
You see, I can't say much to them. I really can. I wish I could. Nobody likes Kirkie more than I do. I love him. I think he's excellent, same as Wayne Finney, Neil Lampton. But when you've just won 8 out of 9 games or 7 out of 8 or whatever it is, it's hard and you've got to stick with your guns. And we'll be back. We'll be back next year. They'll be back in the very again. And there's no doubt about it. But yes, you do feel a bit gutted for them. But I think we are newer. We're not so daft that, you know, it's a hard decision. And I've had to keep everybody involved, like, you know, so it's but in the season, like, Kirk has had a great season. I think Kirk has been excellent. Neil Lampton has, Craig Mullins, an excellent talent to come through, like, you know, so Wayne Finney has been excellent for us, so yeah, it's difficult, you know.
What a time for Dean Lodge to score his first goal on his return.
He was useless, wasn't he? Absolutely useless he was. Now, what's time to take him off? Then he scores a great goal, but that's why he got him back for it. He was made for someone like this, he was. You know, he hasn't had the best of form since he's been back, to be honest. And that's Adam Thompson, the biggest backside in football. And Jamie Bears walked past, probably the oldest fella in football. So, he hasn't had it, but you play him every week because he'll do something of magic. And today is his worst game I've seen him play. Then he scores a goal, and that's why he put him in the side for, like, you know. So, it's all good stuff. I'm delighted for Dean. He's a great lad, you know. He's a good kid, and hasn't quite grasped conference football. We got him from based on Stoke reserves, and so hopefully next season he might think it's a little bit of a home for him and push him on. We'll get him better.
Bobby Traynor, Coles and Dennis up front. There seems to be strength in depth amongst the whole squad. No disrespect to Craig Mullen, he's not quite ready to lead the line, in my opinion. So there's not a lot of competition for places for those two, but they still keep turning in the performances. How much of credit to them is that?
Oh, you do, because the thing is, we could have signed players, and we will sign players, but the hardest jobs we can get in the front player of him, because you know, we've went in some people who went, one went to Korea, one went to Met Police. We went in for some centre forward, but they're not going to come to us because they'll not get a game. They'll be sitting on the bench unless it's an injury. So the hardest position we can sign is a front man, because they'll be sitting on the bench if them two are playing. I think you're wrong about Craig. I think he's a great kid, and next season he'll be flying. He's a big strong lad, I tell you that now.
Did you ever think at times today that it was slipping away for us? There's a few refereeing decisions that didn't go our way.
Oh, no. If the referee was honest, I can admit that, but some of the decisions, that handball in the first half, I couldn't believe it. But then, you know, then he's, to be honest, I chucked him at half time and he was fine. And, you know, and we said at half time, I think Martin come out of it saying, like, let's not get back to blaming the referee, let's go and do the job. And with a couple of other lads are showing out there, you've got to give credit to them again, like, you know. But yes, at times you think, heard Craig 1-0 down. And all of a sudden somebody turns all 1-0 up, so I didn't quite know what was going on. But you know, it would have been awful just to us to lose, and it wouldn't have been the same. But to pull it back like we did, it was a great day for Kingstonian, and I'm delighted for the 2-1 as Malcolm. They put a lot of trust into me, and I appreciate their help as well, so I'm delighted for them.
What did you make of the disallowed goal at the end of the first half? Was it offside, do you think?
I couldn't see where I was. I saw the flag go up early, to be honest, but I couldn't see. But that would have been a great... But then again, you know, it could have been ifs and buts. We've just got to be happy that we've done the job.
You've been the manager this time and overseen the league championship run, but of course you did play a part the last time. 11 years ago we won the league. I believe you were the Walton defender when we stuck 7 past Walton and 4 at Stompond Lane, is that right?
Yeah, the first game when you were lucky at Stompond Lane, and you had the biggest bank balance in non-league football. I'll take that a little bit when we're on 30, 40 quid a week and you got like a pitcher and blinking, what's your lay where we're on £4,000 a week. But here I was suspended, so I never played in that game. Funny enough, I was in the stand. If I had been playing, it wouldn't have been 7-0. Go on, crack on.
Would have been 10-0, would it?
Shut your gob, I'll tell you.
You mentioned budgets in there. We've had the biggest budget in the league this year, haven't we?
Absolutely massive. I cannot believe it. I can't believe I'm going to buy more points. The bank, honestly, Mark and Malcolm just come in the change room this year. Dels, you can have what you want with the money. Just pay what you want. Bobby Traynor, 150 quid, no, give him 400. They're quite nice, like that, you see, because Malcolm's flying with his business. Mark's travel. Honestly, he'd be doing it for nothing next. He's got that much money, Mark. So, yes, I've got the biggest budget in non-league football.
On a more serious note, yourself, Mark Hounds, Martin Tyler, you must be very proud of your players.
Very proud of players, very proud of everybody at the club. delighted for them. We've had a couple of, it's been a hard season, it's been a very draining season. I'm looking forward to a break, to be honest, for a couple of days. You'll find me in some gutter. I hope I can share with the supporters tonight, but I've got my little boy's birthday tomorrow, so I've got to watch what I'm doing. But Sunday, I've given lads Monday off, not because they deserve it, because I want to, I'll be drinking still by then, so we'll be alright. No, fair dues, we want to start the season. Ashford Town were favourites for the league. We were about third or fourth favourites, and I would like to go in their own backyard and cement them there. I would like to do it. So we've been on a risk easing up. We'll train well on Thursday, and we'll try to go down and win a game then. There's muscles over there. Harmsley just coming over. They've been full of water, but not a worry. Okay.
You must take a great deal of credit. Whenever we lose, you always come out and you tell me that, you know, it's down to you. Whenever we win, you tell me it's down to the players.
Yep.
You must take a great deal of credit. When you sit down and reflect on the season that we've had, you've masterminded this thing. You must take the credit, surely.
No, not at all. The players will take the credit. All as we'll do. It can be a lonely job when you lose games, and I always believe I've fronted. I've upset players that time. I've upset supporters that time because I'm quite outspoken. It's not I'm really outspoken, it's because I try to tell the truth at all times. And when we lose a game, I feel as though it's my responsibility to come out here and have a crack at players and have a crack at myself. But it's the players what do it for you. You haven't got the players, you haven't got nothing. The chairmans and all have been supportive. When we were having a bad run last year, it could have been a bit funny, we weren't. We upped the budget because I thought we needed a bit more. And then summer, when we lost against Crimpian Casuals, I was getting a few doubts and outs. I'm not going to be on here and say, I told you so. At the time, nobody knew, but I had to support the game for 90% of the fans, and we appeared a massive part. So, no, I'll take a little bit of credit, as you do, but most of the credit will go to the players.
And the fans have really got behind the team the last two games. The biggest two crowds of the season that we've had down here.
It's a thing what we'll have to plan for next year if we do, because if that doesn't have a belief in the fans that we'll make a difference, nothing will. Crimpian Casuals, I'll get booed at half time coming off. We'll put Lampman on at half time, he gets booed coming on. And that's not very nice when his mum and dad's in the stand. Nick Mundell is actually coming and playing, and his mum and dad's in the stand and shouting at him. Well, for Matt, from then till the day, it's a massive bloody difference when everybody's behind the players. And if you don't believe now that we can be our 12th man, I want to keep that big poster up and see it play a massive, you know, a massive part. And from a Crimpian Castle's give it a day, and it's great, like, you know.
And now the league is sewn up, you've kept the same team for the last 7 or 8 games or so. Are you going to keep the same team next Saturday, or are you going to give some of the other players a go?
We'll decide that in a week and we'll see what injuries we've got, but I'm not going down there just to make it a party and give people's game. We support us travelling down there. Yes, I'm delighted and we'll enjoy it for 24 hours. You should always do that, but the thing is, like, I want to win the game. I desperately want to win the game. I'll not be going down there just to make a ride and not be one of them. If we get beat, I'll not be bothered. We're too professional for that here. We want to go down to Ashford and do it on our own backyard and win it in style. I want to be 6 points clear at the end. That means we're 9 points clear, is that right? We'll be 9 points clear. So if we can be 9 points, 12 points clear, I'll be delighted.
And it's going to be presumably a quiet night in for yourself and all the players tonight.
Without a doubt, all the players will just say, we'll get home, we'll get rested up, need some pasta. And anybody who does that will be flicking socks. And I'll just have to tell my wife that I'll be away for 4 days. I'll be back on Wednesday.